The acting Justice Minister in Tonga is not about to undo a constitutional amendment, despite it coming in for heavy criticism in the kingdom. The Parliament this month voted unanimously to pass Clause 89A, amending Tonga's constitution to have judges take account of custom and tradition, as well as culture, in their court rulings. But the move has drawn significant fire, as Don Wiseman reports.
The Tongan Law Society says Parliament should not have passed the constitutional reform without first referring it to public consultation. Law Society President Sione Fanua says it should have been vetted by the public and by organisations such as his, because the issue is very complex.
The implication of something that's used to somebody's advantage, using the culture, it's a very serious issue. That's why we were concerned, and it should have been discussed publicly and allow submissions and discussion before it's become enacted.
But the acting Justice Minister, Samiu Vaipulu, is adamant Parliament did the right thing. He says they were advised by the Attorney General's office that public consultation wasn't needed.
And we all looked at it with the Parliamentary Legislation Committee, and we had the feeling that there is nothing to take to the public, because there is no legislation changes at all.
Another key group upset by the change was the Women and Children Crisis Centre in Tonga. Its director, Ofakiluvuka Gutenbaeliki-Liki, says they're gravely concerned. She says rape, sexual assault and domestic violence cases could be hijacked by so-called traditions and practices.
All the hard work that we have been doing lobbying for the Family Protection Act, we're currently lobbying for an amendment to the rape laws under the definition of rape. We're lobbying for and advocating for sexual harassment policy throughout public service, the government. And then just to have something like this come out of the blue, I think is really disappointing that Parliament didn't take due diligence to check, you know, and have public consultation, because this is such a huge constitutional amendment.
Ms. Gutenbaeliki-Liki wonders how it might impact on their work combating sexual and domestic violence.
How is this defined? Is the taking of pigs and traditional mat to apologise to the victim's family, is that going to be considered a traditional practice and value, and therefore undermine the woman's access to justice by reducing the penalties that the perpetrator could face in a sentencing?
But Mr. Vaipulu dismisses this concern, saying both sides in any legal argument would have to agree to its use in a trial.
It depends on the both parties whether they agree to use this system we are doing. It's not for one side only. Both parties, a case will be handled accordingly. It doesn't change anything.
The Law Society says there is already talk of political candidates being able to treat voters after the amendment. Sione Fanua wonders whether prospective MPs could treat voters to cover, defending it as an expression of culture.
We have already talked about allowing the candidate to donate some sort of cover, and also other things that they consider is a part of our culture when you are going campaigning. So it's not an easy issue. Are you allowed to do that? Does it mean that you are buying the vote?
But Samiu Vaipulu doubts this could be an issue. He says he's been a politician since 1987, and every election has involved providing kava to potential voters. And this is documented in financial returns sent into the electoral office. Gordon Wiseman, 10A.